Welcome back to AM 1170's Between the Lines program. The Fond du Lac School Board this week approved a new policy that includes transgender students for the first time. And this never would have happened if it hadn't been for a group of students that approached school administrators last year to try to get this done. Joining me in the studio, Robbie Brown. He's the editor of the Cardinal Columns newspaper. Brianna Burgess, a transgender student at Fond du Lac High School. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Hi. Pleasure having you on the program. You were on this show last year. We were talking about this, the fact that you felt transgender students, the whole issue of gender identity wasn't being addressed correctly by the Fond du Lac School District. So let me ask you this. The policy adopted by the board this week, does it do what you wanted to have the board do? Brianna, let me ask you that question first.
I feel like it's a huge step in the right direction, mostly because we didn't have any protections in place for transgender students to begin with. So having something there is definitely better than nothing. Some of the wording isn't ideal, but honestly, I can't afford to be picky at this point, so.
All right. Robbie, what do you think from the first day we talked about this, and now the school board takes action? You highlighted something after the first reading of this, saying we did it. So do you feel good about this?
Yes. I feel great about it. It shows that student activism can go places. I do commend the board for taking action. I do commend NEOLA as well for reviewing the policies adequately. I haven't read the majority of their policies that they have reviewed for the Fond du Lac School District. They were hired over the summer to review all the policies, but they did a rather good job at the language. There are some improvements that could be made, but it does not affect the overall message generally. I do feel good about it, but it is up to the school now to enforce this policy.
All right, so here's the thing, Brianna. There are only a handful of transgender students in the school district, and when you only have a handful, that's why transgender students need to have this in the policy, because if it's not included in the policy, you don't have anywhere to turn. Do you feel like the teachers now have your back? Do you think they're, over the course of the last year, there's been a lot of education, a lot of discussion of this. You wanted teachers to use your pronouns in the classroom. I mean, are those kinds of things happening? Do you sense, and you only have a couple months left, and then you're gone, you're graduating, but do you get a sense that, first of all, are teachers responsive to your concerns?
Yeah, I feel like a majority of them are. The ones who aren't, I feel like, are willing to learn, since it's an issue in our school, and regardless of politics or like whether people believe in it or not, it's a sign of respect, and I feel like they're willing to learn because transgender students are a part of their population.
Do you feel like school administrators have taken this issue seriously, that they do respect your concerns and your feelings, or do you think they're doing this out of pressure to do this? Do you think they're scared of what the community reaction would be, or all of the above?
A little bit of all of that. I can't speak to our new principal, Mr. Steinbarth, since I haven't had any interactions with him, but I know Hagen was very supportive, and She was the reason that we got gender neutral bathrooms in the school, in Fond du Lac High School. And she definitely wanted to make the school a better place for transgender students. And I haven't interacted with Steinbarth, so I can't speak to him. But I feel like the pressure that we put on the school board definitely did help make change.
Robbie?
I do feel those are all contributing factors. Principal Michelle Hagen was, she had her hands tied, but she definitely tried to include all students. It's sad to see her go. We do have a new principal. I love him. he's really an awesome guy. But Michelle Hagen was very supportive of these students and students in general. As for the administration, for the school board, for the administration on 9th Street, at first they were very reluctant. There has been a shift through meetings we've had. We had multiple face-to-face meetings with Marion Sheridan, the director for health and student safety, with the school district, and Dr. Siebert over the course of the last school year. And I think that really helped us gain common ground. Do I still think that there is some reluctance within the school district? Absolutely. It's a tough issue to tackle. It's taboo. It really is.
They did the neutral gender bathrooms kind of behind the scenes.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
But they got it done.
Yes. The survey went out to teachers without really administration on 9th Street really knowing about it.
Well, and there are no problems with that, because anywhere else, you go in any other city, and they have gender-neutral bathrooms.
Correct.
Everywhere. My daughter goes to school at the University of Minnesota. I think everything is gender neutral.
Yeah.
So sometimes people live in their own little world in Fond du Lac and they don't realize what's happening outside this area. But and there haven't been any problems, I wouldn't assume, with that.
I know at first the transition was a little weird since they were transitioning out keys and getting used to students using those bathrooms, but it's definitely gotten a lot better.
What more needs to be done at this point?
We're at 52 now in Fond du Lac in the middle of January. Well, it's definitely up to the school now to...
What's the next step? What do they need to do?
It really is up to the school. What they need to do, they need to ensure student safety. That is the most important.
By doing what?
By ensuring that these students have a medium to express their concerns.
Do they? Brianna?
It's hard to say. Especially with our new principal. But I feel like student services is definitely a medium. It's just that before the policy change, nothing could be done. It was more you tell the counselors about your issues and then they would be like, sorry, that happened. See ya. Have fun when that happens again. But now they can actually take action.
Brianna Burgess, a transgender student at Fond du Lac High School. Robbie Brown, the editor of the Cardinal Columns newsletter. Between the Lines will continue in a moment.